It's raining so hard. It's really coming down.
I'm Carrie Smith, WRPR News. I think we're all making do with the situation as it is and trying to make it as nice as possible for them. That was Linda Diaz, Director of Residence Life here at Ramapo. Just 2 weeks before classes were in session this fall, Redwood and Hickory of the College Park Apartments were flooded after heavy rainfall collapsed tarps which were in place during a roofing project contractors were working on.
The tarps did not hold and they came off, and when we had those very torrential rains, it flooded the building.
The 64 students scheduled to live in these buildings were in for a big surprise just as their excitement was growing for the fall semester. Tommy Bigiani is one of them.
I was really stunned because it was 2 weeks before the semester had started and I wasn't sure what I was going to do, if I was going to go to school this semester, if I was going to be a commuter again.
The Holiday Inn in Suffern is their home for the semester now. Diaz says the hotel could not have been more cooperative in the process.
They have been wonderful with us, and they have helped us a lot, and did it very quickly to prepare those rooms for us.
Although the hotel has a pool and gym, and these students are getting a compensation check for food, as well as a shuttle to and from campus every 20 minutes, Bigiani and others say there are drawbacks.
Not all your college students are there, so you can't really network as much as you could if you were on campus all the time.
Despite the situation, Res Life has been doing its best to keep students comfortable in the new setting, and I've received virtually no complaints. I'm Carrie Smith, WRPR News.